Hey guys, it's Nyaneko. Sorry I haven't posted in a while. Few things happening in life, and I didn't really feel like okay, one, couldn't really record. Two, didn't want to have a podcast where I was just complaining or stressing out, you know? My cat is now leaving my lap. Goodbye, cat. Excuse me. If you're wondering why I sound so tired, it's because it's 1:15 in the morning. And I haven't had the chance to record. I'll probably caption this as kind of a sleep aid type of thing, but assuming that my cat doesn't make too much noise. Excuse me. If you're listening to this during the day, I apologize. You could say this is a bit of practice for, I don't know, a soft, relaxing voice, I suppose. Minus the sniffles, I apologize for the sniffles. I have some pretty chill ambient music playing. I won't add it into the audio just in case of copyright issues, but yeah. Maybe I'll link it though, if you want to play that track along with my voice and my sniffles. Yeah, definitely going to put a disclaimer on this one. Don't listen to this during the day. Listen to it right before bed. I was gonna try an improv, like a GFE type sleepy time sort of thing, but my brain isn't awake enough to improv that. Maybe I'll work into it. But, yeah, another disclaimer, this is gonna be a full-on ramble. Maybe I should do the rest of my podcasts with just whispering or soft talking. Gotta get them tingles, right? Excuse me. Yeah. I should stop saying excuse me because it's kind of pointless, but at the same time, I feel rude for not saying excuse me. Or apologizing for the yawns. I'm repeating myself too much. And I know I said I'd go to bed, but I can't yet. I'm not ready for bed yet. But I don't know. This is going to be a yawning podcast. Welcome to the yawning podcast, where we all attempt to yawn in complete unison. Oh, I'm tired. And now I'm stuffy. This may seem kind of like a pointless podcast, but I truly, truly hope that this helps someone fall asleep as a sleep aid. Please excuse the motorcycle or whatever large sounding vehicle. I don't even know if you can hear that. I guess I can ramble a bit about cuddling, I guess. Cuddling is the best. It's the best. That feeling of getting super, super drowsy when you're next to someone. And just laying your head against them. Listening to their heartbeat. Trying to ignore the traffic outside at 1:30 in the morning. And it's just those moments in the morning that are really comfy and cozy. For some people, at least, other people, it's the hardest time to get through those moments that you have at 4 in the morning and you can't sleep. So I hope I can help with that. I know it definitely helps just to hear another voice. And sniffles. But yeah. Back to cuddling. I think the first time I cuddled with someone, like boyfriend wise, we didn't end up dating, but this was in high school, and I had fibbed to my mom that we were doing a project, but we were just hanging out at his apartment, and he lived alone, because his parents worked overseas. And so, at that point, we were just heavily flirting with each other. Nothing physical, but I had a sore neck, and he offered to massage that part of my shoulder. And then he just sat behind me, and I leaned against him, and then the feeling of being drowsy. Being drowsy and warm and comfortable, along with blushing like mad, I'm sure. That was the first time I felt cozy and close with another person, I think, in the physical sense. But, not with him, but snuggling for extended periods of time, especially when you're starting to get to know a person. One thing I found, and we both found to be super funny, just because at that drowsy state of being tired, you find a lot of things funny. But snuggling with someone, I found that, because I'd have my head against his shoulder, like I would be wedged under his arm, and we'd be on the bed or the couch or something, just really close, and I'd listen to his heartbeat. And after a while, I'd realize that we were both breathing at the same time, and then we'd giggle and laugh. But then it would happen again, so it's just a cycle of, like, relaxing and breathing in perfect synchronization. And then giggling over it, and then going back to relaxing before finally falling asleep. And I'd like to think that through breathing at the same time and at the same pace, our hearts would be beating at the same time too. Good night.